Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Saving Sex and the City 3. My passion project, the thing that gets me out of bed in the mornings, is knowing that I can hang out with someone who loves Sex and the City and wants to bring this third movie to life. And here today with me is Jeffrey Self.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm also excited to talk about Sex and the City 3. What's your I'm sure you've already covered this before, but what is your favorite Sex and the City season?
It changes all the time.
Sure, same.
But I think I would have to say I'm a season 2 girl.
Okay.
Because I really loved Carrie's hair that season.
Okay, yeah.
It's like when she really found her like long waves.
Yes.
And I liked when I could tune in and each episode was kind of like self-contained.
Yeah. Some of those later seasons, you'll watch an episode and there's so many cliffhangers at that point.
Yeah. And I love that it went in that direction because it felt it evolved in such a fun way.
Like, oh, this is an important show. Ooh,
when
important
Samantha
storytelling.
Got cancer.
Oh my God.
Things got fucking serious.
And what's her, Steve's mom
oh
with
my
the
God.
Alzheimer's
Bless
and eating
her
the
heart.
Garbage pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy bitch. Get it together, babe. And Mara. They really went there. Why did they not deal with 9/11?
They just like,
they said there's like an episode where at the end it's like dedicated to the city of New York.
Yeah, and it was the one where like all the Navy guy.
It's the one with Daniel Sinjata.
Yeah,
and he plays the like who's like, they're like in that staircase. It's like, and he's from New Orleans, and they like shoot it almost like it's Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah,
and he shit talks New York basically.
They're about to like hook up. They've had a beautiful night of like flirting.
Yes.
And then she's like, so do you like New York? And he's like,
terrible Sarah Jessica Parker impression. Truly shocking.
And then he's like, nothing will ever beat it. Yeah. Or like, nothing will ever beat New Orleans. Like, New York sucks or something. And then she won't hook up with him.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know how you can live here. And then, but she like, not only does she not hook up with him, she's just like casually walks away.
She touches his face,
yes,
I think.
What
and
a creep.
Like, looks deeply into his eyes and then turns around and walks away from the dick.
She was like, you don't fuck with my man.
No one talks shit on my girlfriend, my boyfriend.
City or, I guess New York is her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But then the weirdest thing, I believe, is she comes out of that party and she's in Times Square. So we're to believe that this Fleet Week, like, fabulous, like, circuit party they've gone to is, like, in the, like, next to the M&M store?
True.
Which I do think is good. But it's an odd way to deal with 9/11.
It was. I think 9/11 was just like too much.
It was a curveball
for their universe. Yeah. Like, it's like, if we talk about 9/11, we have
there's
to
really no turning back.
Of other things.
Yeah.
So we're just going to like dedicate this episode.
And you put like some people in uniform.
Yeah. And then they did take the Twin Towers out of the intro.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was how they really like
so they just 9/11
muted the tragedy.
Like, Photoshop?
No, thank you. I don't want to go into that. Let's bring in Baryshnikov.
I love it, quite frankly.
I think it's a great way to deal with 9/11. Because, like, did West Wing try to deal with 9/11?
Did they?
And they did, like, a bottle episode that was, like, just about 9/11. I've tried to watch it before. I don't remember it being very good.
Those feel dated.
And it's very strange, too, because you're like...
I don't think
I'm making this up. Now that I'm saying this, it's maybe I made this up.
I think the best way to deal with 9/11 is just to, like, not deal with it.
I think that's very, very, very true. I mean, when it happened in real life, I was a freshman in high school and I went to fucking community theater play practice for Guys and Dolls that night.
Yeah.
They didn't call it off.
I tried to use it to my advantage as to why I was late to school.
Well, sure.
And they still wouldn't let me be late, and they gave me detention.
Oh, on 9/11?
Yeah, on fucking 9/11.
That's tacky.
Yeah, that was
That's rude. Not okay.
Catholic school for you.
Same.
But I heard a rumor about Karl Lagerfeld that I continue to perpetuate.
Oh.
That is, he never knew about 9/11. And that was something that people would tell.
Like, to the day he died?
I don't know. But, like, someone I knew had a meeting with him and they were, like, getting debriefed by his team. And they were like, just so you know, like, please don't mention 9/11 at any point during this meeting, because Mr. Lagerfeld, like, does not like to be aware of any of that. Like, he just is, like, a no ugly things policy. And so they were like, don't bring it up. And, like, their entire livelihood is dedicated to making sure, like, he just, like, 9/11 never enters his radar, which is...
my God.
I can only aspire to be that level.
I love that. Someday. That's ideal.
Yeah.
I love the idea of, like, on his deathbed, him, like, completely unaware of, like, 9/11, school shootings, the Boston Marathon, like, none of it.
They're just, like, not
Sex the City 2.
He muted, like, he just muted all that
stuff. Hit mute. How many people have you muted on Instagram right now?
So many. Every day I mute more people. Because it's, like, easier than an unfollow.
More people muted than unmuted that I follow. It's the greatest. I think one of the greater inventions of social media is the mute.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. No one's feelings get hurt. I don't think anyone's created an app that shows if they're muted.
Who mutes, yeah.
Because they do have that with unfollow.
Yeah. And an unfollow is, like... people take it personally. Aggressive.
It's a door slam.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a door slam. I mean, I actually do not notice when people unfollow me.
Me neither.
But if in the few times I have noticed, like, later on, like, oh, this person's hasn't been following me for, like, years or something.
You're kind of like,
I'm like, oh, interesting. But you're like, okay, that's interesting. Like, I'm going to process that and I'm going to remember that. Yeah. I'm certainly never going to forget it.
I'll note it.
Yeah. It's definitely written in my notes on my phone.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But
muting. Who cares?
Chef's kiss.
No, papa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. It's like, everybody's cool. It's fine.
And when you meet someone where they're like, please, like, follow me, or, like, let's follow each other. And you're just like, oh, God. But then now you can just be like, sure. And then
absolutely.
Mute immediately. And 100%. Then it's like, you never did it in the first place.
Do you spend a lot of time on the social media?
I am trying to, like, reframe my relationship to
it
because it started to, like, really fuck with my mental health.
Same.
So I am trying to take a page out of the Kim Kardashian playbook where
what
she says
she
only spends 30 minutes a day on Instagram.
Okay.
And I think she just uses it as, like, a way to share her life with her fans.
And not
take it all in. And I think that's the best way to do it.
What I was doing for about, it got really dark for me for a while. And I was just like, this is so toxic. I can't handle it. And I would take, like, breaks of, like, 3 weeks off.
Mm-hmm. Why? Just because you're, like, scrolling through and internalizing everything?
And internalizing and getting jealous of everybody's lives and just, you know, resentment. And
it's so awful.
It's
insidious because you don't see that at first. Like,
no.
I had friends that it was affecting, like, years ago.
Yes.
And they would complain about it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, get over it.
100%.
Like, and then suddenly I realized, like, I too had fallen victim.
Well, have you read that book, The Top 10 Reasons to delete Your Social Media Accounts Right Now or whatever? It's great. Jordan Firstman told me to read it, and it's the most, by the way, Jordan Firstman, the most Instagrammable person, but he had read it, and it really is sensational. And it, like, it's this guy from Silicon Valley who I believe was, like, maybe on the board of Facebook or something, and he basically goes into, like, the psychology behind the algorithms and how like we are being controlled.
Yeah.
And like the ways that the only solution I can find as someone in this world is to just fully fucking delete it all, which is terrifying. But so I've taken times where then after like taking like 3 weeks off or a month off, I then have started doing this thing where I will, right now I'm actually in a good place with it, but I will have it on my phone just to post and then immediately delete the app.
Yeah.
And so I can't go check the likes, because mm-hmm. that's where you get sucked in. Because then if you have a really good post and it gets lots of likes, you're like, and I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm in this.
And if you're gone for a long time and then you post again, you'll get so many likes.
Where have you been? Oh my God, don't leave us again.
It's like going to rehab and re-entering.
Yes. Going back to Sir.
Yeah. And so it's just a matter of like figuring out what the boundaries are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think it just has to be like sharing my radiance with the world and then like nothing else.
It really is. You can't take, I even like my friends, I'm like, I can't take this much of your life.
Yeah. I don't even look at my like good friends' Instagram stuff
because I'm don't like, really either.
I'm like, we talk. I don't need to catch up on
there
this.
There was a period too where I would be, and like every time I would hang out with somebody, I'd be like, what do we have to talk about?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not new information. This is like not a new conversation, but like.
But I'm like, if you have something really funny to send me, just text it to me or like at me. Like I'd rather just like continue our relationship.
Oh, it's just so weird. I wish I truly wish like I didn't. I feel like I have to use it because like in order to like do any of the things that you and I both do, like to promote.
It's a necessary evil.
It's a fucking necessary evil.
And you have to find the way to like lean into it.
Yes.
While not letting
create
it
your
consume.
Own unique spin on it.
Yeah.
And like without letting it consume you.
Yeah. But it's also just like scary because I don't know. There's so many elements of it. Like even the vulnerability factor.
So
it's
elements.
Like
I'm off Facebook. Are you off Facebook?
No, I do Facebook because for the podcast, I have Facebook
groups.
Yeah,
I get it.
So I'm not super involved. I mean, I think Facebook is the devil.
Sure.
They are tracking your every move. Everything. They've like farmed all your data. They're 100%. Selling it to like other companies. Like it's fucking evil. But I need it for what I'm doing.
Same. I mean, I have a Facebook page, but I got rid of my profile. Mm-hmm. So in order to log into my Facebook page, my husband has to log into it.
Okay.
And then he has to like hand me the phone. So I have to know I'm in like a good place. Like mm-hmm. I can't be like having a meltdown and like, I'm going to post something really, you know, damaging to my
reputation. You a reactive like poster?
My God, the worst. Okay. The worst. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not like, I don't really take my feelings to that place.
I can really do it. I also don't do Twitter anymore for that reason as well.
Wow. Okay.
And if people would tweet me things, I have my account again, but I don't think I've tweeted since like last June
mm-hmm.
and I don't look at it. And I, cause like for a while, like I would like search my name. And if something was like said about me that was mean, I would like,
you would
and
go
not like
in.
That many people are like tweeting about me, but like if anybody was, I would fucking like go in and then I would look like the most pathetic.
You always look like
loser.
A crazy person if
yes.
you fight with someone.
Over like someone like mentioning you without adding you. Get a life. Truly. Get
Do
a life.
Who does
Bronto.
That?
Who?
Kim Cattrall, I think, will
yes,
search
I
out
she
and
does.
She engages with people.
I do think she would be doing that.
My
that
fucking queen.
No,
what do you
perfect.
Make of what do you make of all this like rift of Sex and the City 3 kind of falling apart and like because the last time we checked in, pod has been on a little bit of a hiatus since
sure.
Jordan's episode. But last time
this,
was
okay.
around the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And she had just done the Stella Artois ad.
Oh right! She did the Carrie ad, but then when did Kim have the like leave me and my family alone?
That was like a year ago.
Okay,
that was like last February.
Has it been a year?
Yeah, I remember the anniversary passed, and I like shuddered.
Yeah,
I woke up. I was in a funk all that month.
Sure,
I think because of the lingering trauma, and. Yeah. And so Kim has now been just working on various
well,
TV
shows.
Kim
has a pilot at Fox called Filthy Rich that she posted a photo of today on Instagram. And mm-hmm. And it looks great. That, I have a feeling, will be fabulous.
She's amazing.
But I'm assuming, like, if she's doing that, she certainly can't. I mean, at this point, she's there's done. No way she can go.
Yeah, the bridge
now,
is burned.
They can do, and they could. There was talk that they might do one with her, without her, right?
Yeah, but there was talk this week. My Google alerts came in and said that there was a rumor that Nicole Kidman had been tapped for that role of Samantha, but what? Then I think that rumor was like proved to be totally false.
I read that about somebody else.
Sharon too. Stone.
Sharon Stone, that's right. Like, I mean, hilarious. I mean, oh my God, I'd see it opening night. Holy shit. But like, you can't
recast. Like, no, you can't. That's actually like so, I mean, you so, can't. I'm like, so please mean. Do it.
Yeah, do it. Because I mean, it sounds crazy. I love it. I'll be there every night for as long as it is 100%. In theaters. But it's a crazy move.
Yeah.
And like, you have the opportunity too. You could just easily make the movie with Samantha either still living in LA and not reachable, or dead,
yeah,
or no longer friends with them. I mean, there's a lot of ways to solve the problem without bringing in Nicole Kidman.
There's a million places to take it.
Certainly don't bring in Nicole Kidman.
This is a good segue to figuring out or hearing what your take on Sex and the City 3 is.
Okay. Well, I love the show. Mm-hmm. I've been sad that there wasn't a third, and I'd kind of all but given up on it. And I feel like in order for it to happen, they have to do something like incredibly different.
Yeah. Did you like the second one?
I mean, do I watch the second one?
Or do I constantly watch
the second one on planes drunk? Yes.
Yes.
Constantly.
It's a safe movie
for
me.
It's such a safe movie.
Like, it's like when I was growing up.
More so than the second. Than the first one.
Oh, 100.
The first one really derails for me. First of all, I mean, love her, but Jennifer Hudson just truly, truly unbearable.
They did her really dirty.
They did her wrong. They did her wrong.
They fucked with her.
Whoever was the agent that organized that or packaged that hopefully has been dropped in this whole WGA mess.
I mean, whoever was like, let's give her this Louis Vuitton purse.
Oh,
that was rude.
It's not good. So I really don't like the first one.
Carrie also kind of like her obsession. She became like a disempowered female in the first one for me.
Yeah.
Like, she was like so obsessed with getting married and then so devastated, and like it all was a very easy, like, solvable miscommunication.
Very like simple.
He didn't handle it. No one really handled themselves well, and then everyone
it was
melted
as if none
down.
Of them knew how phones work.
None of them have ever known.
Well, that's true. You're right. That's a very solid point.
He didn't have a cell phone.
Okay. Yeah,
until,
you're right.
Like, I don't even know if in the second Sex and the City movie, she had an iPhone. Like,
did she know that?
I don't remember. I think
yeah.
She had that flip phone that was like bejeweled.
She got
she
the
threw
flip phone
into the ocean.
That was in the first one. That was in the first one they were on the beach.
Like,
yeah.
You just littered.
Yeah, that's so, like, tacky.
Insane.
Doesn't she get a phone at the end of the series too?
Yeah.
Because like, we find out John is his name.
She's had that flip phone for like the last half of season 6.
Okay.
What if you had a friend that just didn't have a phone?
It would be so annoying. Like, it would just not be my friend. Like, we just wouldn't be friends.
Would love to talk to you.
Would love to catch
something
up.
Down with
truly,
you.
But like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Babe, you're hard to reach. You're a hard one.
So, yeah, Carrie, the second one really, it was so insane.
I like the second one better. I mean, they're all so long.
Mm-hmm.
They're all so fucking long. but I kind of like that about it. Like, the audacity of how long they are is beautiful to me and brave.
I want like a 4 hour long, like a Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah.
Or like a 100%. Two. Remember when you're little and you had to get the two VHSs?
Yeah.
Like,
I want
Titanic.
Them to release.
I want that.
I want them to release that, the movies on VHS.
Yeah.
And have to split them up. I think that'd be great. I would buy that box set.
Oh, what?
Absolutely. I mean, you remember the great DVD box set.
That,
right?
I have that. Yeah.
Well, of course.
I mean, got home. I was away at like a therapeutic boarding school for the last 2 years of high school.
Sure.
The first thing I did when I got back home was buy every DVD of Sex and the City and just sit
the
in my
plastic ones first.
I had to, because the box set
those
hadn't
were
come
shit,
out yet.
Those
they're really
ones.
Bad. Yeah, I think I still have
I have
those.
A couple of those. Yeah. They're really, truly terrible. I similarly, because we didn't have HBO, but like, I had watched an episode of it, I think, I forget when, but I then bought them all on, you know, on Amazon the summer before I went to college, and I would stay up all night in my bedroom on my own and watch them on my like desktop computer sitting in like an office chair eating saltine crackers with nothing else on them and water with lemon.
That is official.
All night, like doing work. You know what I mean? Like got through the whole thing that summer and got it done.
Yeah.
Got the fucking work done. But those plastic cases sucked. Okay. So my overall, my Sex and the City 3 pitch.
Okay.
Is a build out there. But I think the only way to make it work is to really just go in a different direction. And totally. So there has been an extremely lethal bird flu.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in.
And by bird flu, I mean it's a flu that has wiped out half of the world's population.
Okay.
When you get this flu, you are like a bird for a while. Like you literally like sort of evolve into like a goose sort of creature.
Okay.
Like you grow, like your face kind of searched, like when you get it, you get really, 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 really sick, right? Uh-huh. And you're like bedridden.
You just
like
start barfing.
A few days. You start barfing. You just
shitting.
Shitting everything, but your shit gets like kind of slowly turns into bird shit consistency.
Yeah.
Your face sort of starts to like evolve and change and turn sort of beak like. You start like eating like a bird. You start like there's like a feather component to it. Like you don't fully turn into a bird, but like.
You're
morphing,
yeah.
And it's destroying your body. Mm-hmm. Basically, your body gets to a point where it needs to be a, like, only way it can live is, like, to be a bird.
Uh-huh.
But you can't be a bird because you're just, like, it's a human body. So the body just, like, gives up and dies.
Okay.
So everybody dies, like, within, like, a month.
So it's a death sentence for
sure. For sure. Now, that was, when we opened this movie, that was a year ago that this swept the world.
Okay.
There's been a vaccine. The vaccine has been made, and there's a cure.
Okay, good.
If you get, not a cure, but a preventative cure. So if you get, you know, if you get the vaccine, you can't catch this flu. Okay, it's like a flu shot essentially, but like way more complicated. Okay,
how do you catch this disease?
It's a bird. It's like a bird based thing. So like
is it bird airborne?
Yeah, like bird shit. Birds, if birds bite you, if birds pee near water and you somehow get in, like,
okay,
come into contact with that water, basically the birds are carrying it, and like any sort of thing that comes out of the bird is like highly contagious and spreads the disease like wildfire.
So you basically just want to stay inside.
You need to stay inside. It's a contagion situation.
Okay, great.
Okay. It's been a year. Mm-hmm. All right.
3 billion people are dead.
Billions, billions and billions of people are dead. World order is just fully fucked up, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is Children of Men, but like Children of Men, but people still have electricity and like phones are working, like none of that shit. Like things are working. We have gasoline, like
I love it because it really turns that stereotype on its head where it's like you think that the world just like collapses and then you don't have lights. And it's like
what's
crazy is actually people figure out how to make it work.
100%.
Everyone's dead.
People are working. It's working. Like we still have
leftovers.
President. Like, yeah, it's like things are still in control. It's just like pandemonium. Like you walk outside and people like are just like there's like stacks of these dead bodies, and that's like, and like they only, all they can do is like you have to like burn them because it's no one knows if you touch this body are you gonna contract the flu. Now Carrie Bradshaw, Carrie Bradshaw, when this thing went down, really lost her shit, right? She was terrified. We all know Carrie is really overthinks things.
There's lots of like
everything about
screams.
Her.
Yeah.
She went into hiding.
Okay.
Big died.
Fuck.
Big was one of the first cases.
Okay.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's been dead for about a year.
Okay.
She has not left her apartment since. She has, like, have you ever seen Bug with Ashley Judd?
Yeah.
It's a lot like that. She's like, she's trapped herself in the room. I mean, like
it's like tinfoil.
Tinfoil on the windows,
yeah.
Tape around the seals. She's living out of like she's living off like soup cans and you know, just eating what she can. She's afraid to drink the water. She has like she prepared like apocalyptic style, but it's dwindling.
Okay.
Like she's been in basically captivity for a year. So she doesn't she's running out of supplies. Now, she had a falling out with the girls when she locked herself in the apartment because Miranda was like, we got to fight this thing. And she was like, you're turning your back on the in the human population. Fuck you. They were done. They were fully done.
Okay.
Samantha really also, it really fucked with her head. Samantha, all of these hookups of hers, dying. She can't have sex because she's afraid.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck? If I touch another human being, I'm going to die of this bird flu. Holy shit. Gives up sex. Gives up drinking. Just completely changes her life. Turns it around. Finds God, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Samantha is a conservative, talking head, Fox News style show. Like, she's like Judge Jeanine.
Okay.
Okay. She has like a Judge Jeanine style show. Tomi Lahren, that kind of thing. She is like, she has become like a big figure. And it kind of came about because she like got super religious. And then, you know, that led to like her meeting all these people. And then she kind of like got big in that world. And so she's now in that world. And she like has no time for Carrie Bradshaw because Carrie Bradshaw represents like the, you know, her old ways and everything bad that she did in the past. Charlotte, on the other hand, no one's in touch with Charlotte because when this fucking flu started to happen, Charlotte was on a cruise. Okay.
Okay.
And this crew, like a really high end cruise, a yacht. And the yacht just was like, we can fucking go way out to sea and just sit this out and all stay inside. She's been unreachable.
Okay.
So she's been on this yacht.
So she and Harry and the girls are on the yacht?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're fine. They're good. They're actually fine. The boat was very well stocked and the boat was ready for like an emergency situation. And they're probably doing better than anybody.
Great.
Carrie Bradshaw, all alone in her apartment. It's December 15th. All she really wants is to get the girls back for one last Christmas. This is a Christmas movie. Okay. First and foremost, this is a Christmas movie. Okay. And the movie opens and she's like putting up like a makeshift Christmas tree in her house because she's like lonely. She's like streaming It's a Wonderful Life. You know,
it's safe to say that Carrie's gone a little crazy.
She's Mrs. Havisham. She's, you know, it's, you know, hoardery in there, lots of garbage. She obviously hasn't had even washed her hair in years. She hasn't been showering because afraid of the water.
So she's all just like wet wipes.
Yeah, wet wipes.
But it's she's chicly. I imagine her style to be very like Mary-Kate Olsen circa NYU days. Where it's lots of just like really expensive clothes all layered on top 100%. Of each other. 100%.
The apartment still looks kind of cute. Like it's like, it's quirky. It's like, you're like, oh, this is a hoarder, crazy person. But it's like, this is kind of quirky. Like
with personality.
Sort of like, yeah. I would imagine it's like sort of like Amy Sedaris's apartment probably. You know what I mean? But not as cute, but like that kind of like, oh, this is kind of funky, you know?
She's making it work for her. But she's been like irrevocably touched by trauma.
Truly touched by trauma.
Okay.
And this has taken a lot of courage for her to be like, I'm going to win my friends back. I'm going to get them back. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to make amends with each of them. But they're all pissed at her, except for Charlotte, because she can't get in touch with Charlotte. The boat doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So what she decides to do is she's going to catfish Miranda. And she's going to catfish Samantha to get them back.
Okay.
And have a Christmas dinner.
And then together, they'll all three figure out the Charlotte element.
Figure out Charlotte. Okay. And so the movie opens and like she's like decorating a sad Christmas tree.
Think the movie opens with like, it's like, it opens a la like Sex in the City 2, where it's like beautiful shots of New York and like everyone's like shopping on Madison Avenue.
That's great. And then all of a sudden there's like a TV in a window or something. You see like emergency maybe.
Yeah. And it's really brief. And then it's like pan up to the sky.
Yes.
And then it's like pan down to Big, like walking out of the office after a long day.
Correct.
And he's on his phone and he's like, drinks tonight, baby.
Yeah. And she's like,
see you there.
See had a have a Cosmo at the ready, you know, kind of thing.
And then all of a sudden, it's like right as he hangs up the phone, a bird shits on his shoulder.
Correct.
And he's like, ooh, and like kind of brushes at it. And then...
No, he doesn't immediately get sick then.
No, because he think would then show up.
Yeah, he goes to drinks. They're having drinks.
They're having drinks. He's looking white.
He's not looking well. He goes to the bathroom. The he throws circles. Up. He has diarrhea. Maybe it's almost, maybe that's like, and it, like, this is a like a detour from like the normal tone. But I mean, I think we can successfully say that's already happening. So like, I think maybe he goes to the bathroom and it's like, it's, we think it's funny at first. It's like a farcical, like Dumb and Dumber, like diarrhea kind of scene. You know what I mean? Where it just like gets like progressively disgusting.
Like he's been in there a really long time. And then it's like Carrie kind of checking her watch and like looking around self-consciously. And then she's like going up to the door, being like doing her Carrie thing where it's like, ooh,
should I
like,
go in?
Knocking and being like, are you okay?
Yeah. And I think by the time he gets out of that bathroom, things are bad. We go to the hospital.
Okay. His like face has started
to morph a bit.
You know, in Beetlejuice.
Yes,
when they, like,
I do.
That's
exactly the visual.
Okay,
yeah.
I love that.
He's starting to look like that. Yeah.
She screams in the restaurant. 100%.
100%. Everybody screams.
She grabs him.
She grabs him, and I think we immediately cut. And this is like one of those like fast hospital sequences. You know, like they're rushing him down, and they're like, check his vitals, check his, you know, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is it? What did he eat? And she's like, oh, I don't, you know, calamari, shrimp scampi. What did he have to drink? Oh, a Manhattan. You know, and they're rushing him into the thing, and she like as they get him into the, like, operating or whatever.
Yeah.
Like right before, you know, like in a movie where like the person's like, the spouse is right outside the door right before they start to operate, and they like see one last thing and somebody like rushes them away.
Yeah.
I think like right before they rush Carrie away, he like lets out like a big like squawk kind of thing.
He's like, ah!
Yes, exactly. And Carrie's like, what the fuck?
And then you see even like more and more people coming into the hospital with like their
I think
bird
that it's like,
friends.
Yeah. And I think that like literally maybe when Carrie turns around, it's just like everybody in the hospital is going through that. There's feathers flying everywhere. Like everybody's squawking. It's like, it's very, 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 very scary then. And I think that's when immediate jump cut 1 year later.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we need to know what, in my mind, Samantha, Miranda, everybody's been up to the same things.
And you also, like, everyone's seen enough movies to know, like, what happens when all this shit is going down.
100%.
And I think if we just give people, like, a really intense cold open like that,
really,
and then,
visceral,
like, Sex in the City 3.
Sex in the City 3.
1 year later.
Yeah, 1 year later.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's... Then it opens again. Maybe it's the same shot from the beginning, like the same glamorous New York City Fifth Avenue shot, but it's now like a desolate year later. You know, there's dead people on the street. There's, you know, people have looted, but life is still going on. Like cabs are still happening. Ubers are still around. Like it's still New York.
And I think that fashion wise, like if you want to go outside, you have to do a total hazmat.
It's a hazmat look for sure.
So there's lots of opportunities with like hazmat chic like kind of looks.
Yeah, like Pat Fields does the costume.
Yeah, she does all the
she's
you
doing
can do
wardrobe.
Like a Burberry kind of
100%.
Checked one. Like Gucci has their
like
own.
Vogue is still happening. Like Vogue still is a thing. But
you must
like,
soldier on, says Anna Wintour.
Yes. Yeah. And we are in there too. Candace Bergen is still in charge. And she and what's this, whatever that guy, the little gay man.
Yeah.
He's still there as well. Ron Rifkin is that actor's name.
The one who took his pants off.
Yeah. I don't know if he's gay, I just assume he is. But
he was straight and he Me Too'd Carrie.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah. In the like sample closet. They're still at Vogue, but like Vogue is like had to rethink their thing, and it's like all about like how to like make your hazmat suit fabulous.
Yeah.
Now the first character I think we meet in this new world is Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
I picture Miranda in this as like a Mother Courage kind of type. She's a rebel. She's an activist. I've shaved head. Like
she's gone full G.I. Jane.
Full G.I. Jane.
She's cargo
Charlize
pants.
In Mad Max.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's cargo pants, ribbed like wife beaters.
Yep.
She
yep.
has a knife strapped around her, a fucking gun strapped around
100%.
Her. 100%. Combat boots.
Yes. But she still has on some sort of like hazmat. Like she has like on like a... She doesn't have her whole skin covered up, I don't think, but I think she has, because you got to have a little skin. It's Sex in the City. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is still Sex in the City.
Yeah, that's so it. She has don't a little, forget.
She anyone. Has a little set, amazing abs. Like, she has, like, an incredible body.
You know what I think how we see her is, like, it pans over. We see the city. There's, like, all decrepit and whatever. Yeah. It's chaos. And then it's, like, we pan into Brooklyn.
Yep.
And, like, a woman is like walking down the street with like a child or whatever. And they're both like in hazmat suits, like hurrying along to get back to their compound. They got to get back
into,
when all of a sudden like a bird person is like, aah! And like comes out and tries to like peck at them.
100%.
And then all of a sudden that it's just like, poof, and the bird's face is like blown off.
And the and camera then it pans up
over and it's fucking Miranda. Yeah.
And I picture her. She's like got her hand, both hands on her hips, which is, well, or one because she just shot. She's holding the gun and it's like still it's smoking. Yeah.
And you see, and it's just kind of, you can't really tell who, but then she pulls off her cap.
And she goes, not in my city.
And the woman and child are like, thank you.
And she goes, get out of here.
She goes, run.
Run, damn it. And they run. They get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, Miranda, I think, has abandoned the family. I think she's, or they died.
I think they died.
They died. And oh, that's what motivated her to like, I'm going, we need a revolution.
Yeah. So Miranda is now like heading up the revolution.
It's like, she's like, the like,
she's in charge 100%. Of a huge group of like vigilantes.
She's like the guy in Les Mis who sings, like, can you hear the people sing? Like, she is.
She's like, the government can't protect you. Yeah. You think they can.
Yes.
You're fucking wrong.
Yes.
So her and Samantha are like total odds.
That's
Samantha's
it.
Gone into like.
She's like,
trust your government.
Yes, and like, she's like saying, like, she's basically doing propaganda for the government.
And Miranda is like a fucking rebel leader.
100%. Like, Miranda, like that person that just got shot, that bird person, that's probably like the 18th bird person she'd shot that morning.
Yeah.
She's
lives
just,
for this
she
shit.
She lives to kill these people with the flu.
Because they took her family.
They took her family.
We're not going to let anyone see, I don't think, because that might be a little too intense.
There might be a flashback.
Yeah.
There might be a flashback.
Okay.
Later.
Yeah.
Where we see, like, why, like, it's like, what is she, what's, why is she so fired up about this? And we see, I don't even know if we see them die, but it's just like, her maybe walking into a brownstone and like her son and husband being these like bird people and her having to like, I guess you would have to see her kill them. I think,
that might be a lot.
That's a lot.
That might get noted, but
it might get cut, but I think it's worth shooting at the very least.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I think she's walking by, okay, after she does this, I think, not in my city, she's walking by a storefront, and there's a TV in the storefront, and on the TV is Samantha Jones.
Yeah.
And it's like, Judge Samantha, and she's, you know, on her show, and we got like, you know, we're learning information in the thing, the scrolling thing at the bottom, you know, this many people died today. I think, is Trump still president? I think Trump's still president.
Yeah, he's taken over.
He's taken
over.
He
declared like martial law
so
or whatever.
President, and so she like, loves president. Him. Remember, she loves Trump.
She loves him.
And remember,
they were old pals.
And
when she started to come up, she brought a whole contingency of like female voters to 100%. The table with her. So she's like fully in Trump's pocket.
She is in Trump. She's like
she
a Kellyanne Conway.
Because he just told her she could be a judge.
She did not get a law license or anything. But she's an actual judge.
Yeah, she is. He was like, it's Judge Samantha.
And
she
like,
just asked him, and he's like, sure.
And she's a judge. Does she wear a judge's robe? No, I think
I see her in like suits.
Yeah,
I
love me too.
I want more just like skirt suits from her and like power suiting. Mm-hmm.
But I think she's wearing glasses now.
Yeah.
I think she wears like a very severe glasses. Mm-hmm. And so we see her on the screen talking about, you know, what the plan is basically.
Yeah. She's like, everyone needs to get vaccinated.
Yes.
And I think that there's still
suspicion on this vaccination.
Yeah. There's a lot of like anti-vaxxers.
Very much. And they might be right.
Yeah.
Because the reality is these vaccinations are kind of also like making people into almost like zombies that just like go with what the government's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like people who get the vaccination are then just like obsessed with the government propaganda.
Yeah. And they get like, there's a lot of perks that come with the vaccination.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the vaccination is just a little bit dark-sided. No one can put their finger on it, but there's a lot of, like, there's a big anti-vaxxer movement. I mean, and
specifically led by Miranda.
Miranda.
I mean, Miranda is deeply, deeply, deeply involved.
She's radicalized.
This. Very radical. Now, meanwhile, Charlotte is on this, like, fabulous cruise.
A huge yacht.
She's
on, like, Barry Diller and Diane Von Furstenberg's
yacht. There's only, like, 40
yacht.
People there.
Yeah.
Like, or 30, maybe.
That seems like a lot, but totally.
Yeah, but it's a fabulous, it's a big yacht.
They're comfortable.
And at this point, like, they're not worried about the disease or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know why there aren't birds that far out at sea. I haven't really thought through that.
Well, if you're far enough, like, where would it?
How could a bird go that far? Yeah. They're way out.
People have died. Like, they're way out, but there is a rogue bird every once in a while.
There have been people who have died, but they're not, like, they have hazmat masks that they'll put on if they see a bird. Like, somebody's mm-hmm. always on duty watching.
Yeah. The staff.
But most of the time, they're just, like, lounging by the pool.
Yeah.
There's a pool, like, on this yacht.
The only people that have died are yacht staff members, but none of the rich people.
And, like, this is a pretty, pretty toxic little community mm-hmm. on this boat. But they're all happy. Like, they're okay. They've been completely unaffected. And that way we get a glimpse into, like, the old Sex and the City and the glamour of it all. You know what I mean? We get the aspirational viewing kind of thing that we got from Sex and the City the first few years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We get that from Charlotte. And so Charlotte's just perfectly fine. Okay.
She's gone into, like, total denial mode.
Yes.
I think that's how she's dealing
with
this.
She's in denial, and she's just like, I love being on vacation. Yeah. And she's just, like, insisting that they're still on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens, though?
Hiding it from the kids.
Definitely hiding it from the kids. And she, like, she goes to the bathroom, and I think we see her have, like, a full, like, freak out.
Yeah.
And she's, like, desperately trying to make her phone work. No one's phones are working that far out at sea.
No one's phones are working. And I think also this yacht, like, they've been good for about a year.
Yeah.
But, like, they're now running out of food. Like, they're going to have to now make decisions.
And everybody is in denial about it. And Charlotte's pretending to also be in denial about it, but ultimately is actually freaking out about it.
Yeah. Because, like, things are going to get really ugly when it comes to decision time.
And maybe,
like,
they might
have to vote on, like, who to eat.
Yeah. Like, we see in that scene, like, they run out of something. They run out of rosé.
I think Charlotte is like, we see the Samantha, like, giving her address or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
her address.
Like,
oh, I thought you meant, like, hi, I live at 67 like, North Broad.
Send me snail mail. I love it. No, like, addressing the nation about
100%.
Then it's like pans over to a whole other time zone, and it's like beautiful, like, sunrise,
stunning.
And like, and Charlotte's like, wake up, honey, mm-hmm. to, like, one of her daughters,
yeah.
and
yep.
she's like, another day in paradise,
yep.
and, like, you see the kids, like, running around in their bathing suits,
yep.
and, like, Charlotte with, like, beautiful sunglasses and a sun hat,
yep.
and it's like everyone's sitting down for breakfast on the yacht, and then she's like, I'll have the usual, like, two egg whites scrambled with turkey bacon, and they're like, we're out of egg whites, man.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I guess just fruit then. And then they're like, all we have are, like, oranges. And then it's like, or they're like, we only have bananas. And she's like,
I don't like bananas.
And then she's like, that's fine, I guess. And, like, so then you start
scary.
To see.
And you can tell.
And Harry just, like, kind of look at each other.
They clock it. Yeah. And then, like, maybe we see a couple other people, like, finding out that same information, and mm-hmm. they're also kind of confused, like, oh, okay, I guess that's fine. And then I think Charlotte and Harry have, like, a private moment,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, they're out of eggs. They're completely out of it. What was the plan? What's the plan for when they start running out of this stuff? And Harry's like, I don't know. And she's like, we've got to talk to somebody. I think they go to the captain of the ship,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, how do we, to the head of the line on all this stuff, because we're worried things are going to get ugly.
Yeah.
And they can't. And Charlotte is, like, starting to freak out, but she's trying to be in denial. She's trying to hide it. She wants to put on a brave face for the kids and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when she's like, I've got to make this fucking phone work. I've got to get in touch with Carrie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think that they were maybe even invited on this vacation from like another really rich family.
Yeah.
And so it was like a lot of like Connecticut wealthy people all went on vacation together that's very now much. Lasted a long time. So they're like guests.
Yes.
So they like can't really like be demanding.
They can, yes. They are not in the power position.
Yeah.
Now, I think she wants to get in touch with the mainland because she, you know, she wants to find out. She really has no complete understanding of what has even gone down over there. Like, she doesn't know the state of the world at this point.
Does anyone on the yacht?
I mean, that's a good question. I think that someone on the yacht does and has decided to keep it from everybody.
Yeah. I think it's like whoever owns the yacht knows what the situation is and made everyone turn over their cell phones and technology.
I mean, why not Barry Diller and Diane von
Let's
Furstenberg?
Make it Barry Diller and DBF.
I think Barry might be dead, but like, fine. That's okay.
I think he's alive.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of another rich old guy.
Okay. So Barry Diller like made everyone turn in their technology, but Charlotte held on to, like, they have like an emergency phone or an emergency iPad that they always take with them.
The kid's iPad.
Yeah. The kid's iPad. They just like didn't give that up. She's like, do you know what my kids will do if I take the fucking iPad away?
It doesn't have the internet on it. Secret. It does.
Yeah, it does.
But they haven't been able to, like, it hasn't been, like, it's been spotty service, basically. Yeah,
depending on where they're at in, like, international waters, it's like either you have it or you don't.
And Charlotte remembers that, like, when they went to this, like, they stopped at this, like, teeny tiny island, like, in the middle of nowhere at one point, and the iPad worked.
Okay.
And so she, like, somehow convinces everybody to go back to that island, maybe, like, we should go there and get more mangoes or something.
Yeah, let's dock and get more supplies.
Yeah, and because she knows that when they get
it was
to that,
Richard Branson's island.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
So they're like, let's just go to Richard's.
Yes.
And we'll like dock for a while, figure out our game plan.
Figure out this food situation.
And then like we'll head back out to sea.
Yeah, and they're like,
their
great.
Plan also is like, just we're not letting anyone, like, if you go off of this yacht and break away, you're fucking done. Yeah. You're not allowed back.
Everybody like goes off together when they get to these little islands, or they don't come back.
Yeah. They travel together. It's nothing.
Yeah.
And so Charlotte's like, they need to see something that's like, they know that their days are numbered. Like, they have to get out.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone's voting on, like, she sees like, in the captain's log, there's been like a vote or like a hierarchy list of like who gets killed first for meat because they're running out of
food. It's called the meat list.
The meat list.
Yeah.
And she and Harry and their family are at the top of the list because they're the least rich of everyone.
100%. And they're like,
and Harry's like kind of a porker.
And also the kids have gotten really fat.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Tons of sugar.
Yeah. They're just like eating junk food. Mm-hmm. And that's good because I also want the world, you know, it's a good like message for the world to not give junk food to kids, you know, and which I think is a good opportunity for that in this movie.
So Charlotte finds the meat list.
Yeah.
And she
is like,
fuck,
we've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I think she finds that out before they get to that island.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And then that's when she's like, we got to get to the island. I got to get there. I got to contact Carrie.
Someone. Yeah.
I think she's got to contact Carrie.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think she's just like, we need to get anywhere with like service so we can use the iPad.
And I need to know what's fucking going on.
Yeah. And they're kind of at like a catch-22
because
it's like, stay with this cruise and like hope that they don't have to like activate the meat list.
Yeah.
Or leave the cruise and you can never come back.
Yeah. And like, are they going to stay on this tiny island, just the four of them?
Yeah. So they have lots of decisions.
And they're not sure what they're going to fucking do.
Yeah.
And they have no idea how bad it is back, like how bad it is back on mainland.
Yeah. So we see the ship like kind of changing course and setting on its like journey to Richard Branson's island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we go back we're back to New York and Carrie.
And that's when she's like, because we haven't seen Carrie yet.
No.
And that's when
we see the crate, like we see she hasn't left the apartment in over almost, it's I think a year, a cool year.
Yeah.
And she hasn't left. We see like, I think it like starts, it's like, it starts on like her, like on like the back of her hair. But we don't like, we're like, oh, it's going to be Carrie. And then as it pulls out, it's like, who is this monster? And her hair is like down to her waist.
It's like a big like, matted, but kind of like amazingly
still
matted.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah.
But like, nutty. Mm-hmm. And she's like wearing like 8 coats and like she in lots like 8 dresses. She's just wearing all her clothes.
Yeah. And she started to even like design her own clothes.
Yeah, and it
like
looks
she's
good.
Cutting up like different fashions.
Yeah. Like, it's like a Helena Bonham Carter looking like it's still chic, mm-hmm. but it's like eccentric as fuck.
It's avant garde.
It's avant garde. It's McQueen. Yeah. It's, you know, it's 1998.
It's lots of like Comme des Garçons.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay. So Carrie is like, we pan like all around her apartment and just see her like wild hoarder's existence.
Yeah. Yeah, and we see the like taped door seal, you know, the sealed doors and the foil on the windows, mm-hmm. and like we see like this is an end in times person.
She has the one TV in the house, uh-huh. and yeah. it's and you on know, all the time,
and you know what it's on. Yeah. It's on Samantha
it's
Jones,
on
Judge Samantha.
Yeah, Judge Samantha, her own
and she's like,
television show,
and like she's like talking to herself, and she's like, I can't, Samantha. What are you doing? Like, what are you thinking? Who are you anymore?
Yeah,
who are any of us? But she's like, but it's almost like she's like rambling to herself. So we're like. Is this a Carrie? Is she like doing like a Carrie voiceover at first?
Maybe. Maybe it starts with a voice, what you think is a voiceover,
that's
but it's
what it
just
is.
Her.
And then it
talking.
Turns around and she's just like mumbling to herself.
I couldn't help but wonder.
Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah. You're like, what did her friend do after all? Mm-hmm. What changed her friend's mind about life? And then like it pans around and she's just like, muttering
to herself. Yeah. And like Samantha's on in the background, yep. but like conservative Samantha.
Yep. Yeah.
And so Carrie eventually like, then she's like, and I couldn't help but wonder, is it time to tune in or tune out? And
yeah.
like turns off the TV.
Yeah, there you go.
And then she, I think, is like, it's kind of like a little bit of time passes, but uh-huh. then she's fashioned her Christmas tree yeah. out of cans.
And I think maybe to establish, we know it's Christmas time. Samantha is talking about like keeping Christ in Christmas
yeah.
on her show.
What you should do to prepare for the holidays.
Preparing for the holidays in the bird flu time. And it's all
honor
about vaccinating.
Honor Jesus.
Yeah. Honoring yeah. Jesus and getting this vaccination.
Praying,
yeah,
going to church.
100%.
And Carrie, I think she sees like a photo
of
like
all
an
of them.
Old photo of all of them.
Cute. Yeah.
And like, she kind of touches it wistfully
mm-hmm.
and then decides like,
and she looks at her Christmas tree and she's just like, you know, she's like, we just can see how lonely she is and how alone. And I think
what happens to like make her decide that it's time to like get everyone back together again?
I mean, is there, do the stakes get raised with the flu? Like, is there something like a new development that's like, oh fuck, if I'm gonna see them again, maybe, have one last Christmas kind of thing?
I think you're on to something.
Yeah.
And I'll add to it that like maybe Carrie somehow discovers that she
is immune. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's
I think
good.
Maybe as she's looking at those pictures, you
yes.
hear like a
and yes.
like something crashes through her window
yes.
and it's literally a bird person.
It's a bird person.
And like she screams and then a yeah. fight ensues.
100%. And I don't know if this is too much, but is the bird person like a callback to an old character from the series?
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
it could be
it,
like Skipper.
I was just about to say it's Skipper or something. And like for the audience, and it's just like a little Easter egg for the like for the fans. Like
yeah.
we don't even acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
But, or it's Kristen Johnson. Oh no, she died. But
yeah,
like it's Skipper. And so like we don't even acknowledge it, but like the fans are like, was that Skipper? And like the bird attacks her.
It attacks her and it's like rah! And like kind
and
of pecking.
Yeah.
Like, but every time it pecks, she like turns
yes.
and pecks the floor.
Yes.
And then they like fight, and it kind of pecks her shoulder.
She gets bitten, I
and
think.
Punctures. Yeah.
It punctures. And then I don't think she even kills it. It just gets out.
Yeah.
It flies out. And she is like, I mean, she has a freak
sad.
Out, obviously.
Yeah.
She's cause
like,
she's like,
no,
I'm going to fucking
no.
die. Yeah. It's like one of those great like shots that kind of like pulls out that she's screaming, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we jump to like,
she drops to her knees
yeah.
and is like crumples to the floor.
Yes.
And then it's a drone shot that
yeah.
just goes out the window.
100%.
And like kind of you see a CGI bird flying off.
You see a CGI bird and you see some other bird
city.
People on
yeah.
roofs and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, and I think then we jump to a couple days later and she's
mm-hmm.
like in bed and she's laying there and she like looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, how am I?
She's Googling symptoms
yeah,
like frantically.
She starts to
research. She's on WebMD. She's researching.
100%. She's looking up all this information on the thing.
She checks her like cut.
Yeah,
and it actually
looks
like
it looks
very
like it's
clean.
Healing.
Yeah.
And it's like She seems fine. And I think, is that when she decides, because she's like, so basically she realizes, holy shit, I'm immune to this.
Yeah.
And she's the only person.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't necessarily even know that, but she knows that it's possible. And so with her immunity, it's now like she needs to unite these two sides.
Yes.
And like get everyone on the same page. Because if someone's immune, then something can be done.
Yes. I think that also we need to maybe have already established this. I'm not sure. But like we need to know that Miranda, she and Miranda fell out because she wasn't getting on board with the revolution.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I just want, she like her apathy was she was like, really pissed off Miranda.
I think that when she's looking at the picture wistfully, that's when it flashes back to like a year ago, like post Big's death.
Yes.
And then like Miranda's like comforting her.
Yes.
And she's like, it's going to be okay. And Carrie's like, how would it ever be okay? Like Big is gone and all these people are sick. Like everyone's dying.
Everybody's a bird.
Like there are birds everywhere. Yeah. And Miranda's like, well, we all just have to stick together and fight them.
Yeah.
And then
Miranda already lost her family?
I don't think so. Like, okay. And then you...
Oh, and then you see that
Then you happen, see that.
And then you see her transformation into, like, mm-hmm. rebel, like, let's fucking fight this.
Yeah. And then she, like, comes to, like... She comes, like, back banging on Carrie's door
after... And Carrie won't open the door.
And she won't open the door.
And they have, like, a yelling scene between, like... back and forth. It's kind of like that scene they have outside of the Kristen Johnston funeral that when she's going to move to Paris. And they like have a fight, kind of good old fashioned Miranda and Carrie. I love you, but you're not making any sense right now kind of scene. And like, are you going to join this revolution or not? And Carrie's like, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm just staying where it's safe and you should too.
Yeah. And you see also, I think before that, like she and Samantha and Miranda like all get together for like a brunch or something.
Yes. And they're all like, all in hazmat suits.
They're all in hazmat suits because that's like
Wait,
protocol.
No, Miranda's, I mean, Charlotte's not there.
Charlotte's not there. She's still like gone. Everyone thinks they're that like, she's dead. They're like Charlotte's dead.
Yes.
Big is dead.
Everybody's dead.
Yeah. Miranda's still has her son and Steve, but they're trying to just maintain some sense of normalcy. So they're
and
all.
You can tell Samantha is like
she's one foot out the door,
starting to drink the Kool-Aid.
She's like, "Honey, I have something to tell you, girls. Like, I'm gonna go to this. Like, I'm gonna go on a retreat.
She's like, been invited to Camp David or like DC or something.
Yeah. She's used some of her connections. She's like, this sickness is hell. She's like, I can't fuck anyone. I can't drink anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I have to get on where the getting's good.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, so Miranda's like pissed. She's like, so you're just leaving then?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what ticks like.
Yeah, and you're seeing like Miranda's like, wait, who are my friends? Who are these people that I've spent my life with?
Carrie's pretty much despondent, like barely communicating. And Samantha's like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, and maybe I think Samantha's like, you guys can come with me.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta leave the kid.
Yeah. No children, honey.
But Miranda's like, absolutely not. I'm not abandoning New York.
Yeah.
Because you know New York has to be a central figure.
Totally.
And Carrie is just like despondent. Yeah, she is not even engaged. And
Samantha picks up the tab.
Yeah.
She's like, this one's on me, ladies. Yeah. Like, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
And they all kind of awkwardly hug
in the hazmat suits, which makes it really hard. And also like they have brunch, but they're having to like, it's like really difficult to eat and drink.
Yeah.
They have mimosas. Like they have all of the things, but they can't really drink any of it.
Yeah. And like, it's like a really cool, like futuristic brunch scene. Cause everyone's in hazmat.
Yeah.
And like waiters have their own thing.
And there's some sort of like powdered food people are eating or something.
It's like
maybe
vitamins.
Yeah. It's like a Soylent or something. And so so we see all that in the flashback, and then we're back and Carrie is like recovering. She's almost fully recovered or fine from the attack. It's a couple days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm immune.
I'm
fully immune. And maybe something's established in like somewhere in here where there's like a theory where something could maybe cause an immunity.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's like
rampant narcissism,
or something. Something is we need it. Something tells us that and tells her, holy shit, I'm immune.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think her mission is, I got to bring these two best friends of mine who hate each other now because they're on complete opposite sides of this catastrophe.
Yeah.
Together.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think she starts like writing again.
She definitely starts writing again.
Like message boards, yes, or like relaunches like CarrieBradshaw.com. And she starts like, she's like, it's been a while, but I'm back.
Yeah.
And like, I was just attacked, but, and then is like telling the world about her immunity.
Yes.
And people like, people start to pay attention.
Word is spreading.
Yeah.
And I think she, like, people are like, want to hear from Carrie Bradshaw again. Mm-hmm. And she's also kind of getting like a little excited by that.
Well, yeah. It's been a while everyone like thought that she was dead or no one knew.
No one really thought about
when a thing like this happens. It's like, your fame can fall by the wayside.
Yeah. And I think, does Samantha catch wind of it? And it's like, I got to get her on my show.
Yeah. I think like, a producer on Samantha's show like slaps like a printout of a Carrie article on the desk and like, have you seen this shit coming out of New York?
Yeah.
And then she's like, let me see that, and like opens up the file and is like, I know her.
She goes, Carrie Bradshaw, you've done it again. So then I think she's trying to get to Carrie.
Yeah.
And Carrie's trying to get, but does Carrie want to get to her? Or is Carrie like...
I think Carrie's like a little bit kooky. She's like a Woody Harrelson in like 2012.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, she also hasn't been outside in a year.
She's so not like, been outside.
The world has very much changed.
She's the appearance of a bag lady.
Yeah. She's
she's like blogging about being immune to this disease that's killed 3 billion people.
100%.
Like... TBD if we trust her or not.
Yeah, the world's like, is this a hoax? What's her deal?
Yeah,
I think that
Carrie's like a truther. She's like a bird disease truther.
Yes, 100%. And I think that Miranda know about this? Or
Miranda doesn't know.
She's not engaged in any sort of like media.
No, and I think that Miranda is on the government's or like FBI's like she's most on a watch wanted. List. She's like on a watch list. Yeah. No one really ever knows her whereabouts because she's constantly like roving.
She lives in the subways.
Yeah, she fully is a mole person.
Yeah, she's a mole person.
she has houses like all over New York. It's like in the Hunger Games when they can like go into like random.
She has like secret
areas, layers.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a whole sub community of these like
that she's kind of in
rebels.
Charge of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in like one of the top ranks.
She's in the top. I don't think she's like completely in charge, but she's like an assassin in that world.
She's high up.
Yeah. And so I think that maybe
Samantha
wants to get
Miranda.
And so Samantha's like, I can use Carrie to get to Miranda. Because exactly. The government wants to kill.
And Donald Miranda. Trump will give Samantha like
whatever
she wants.
Yeah,
the boost of a lifetime. Yeah. Like she'll be set up for
vice presidency.
Yeah. Like, he's like, take your pick.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Literally whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
First lady. Like he'll leave Melania.
Divorce. Killer.
Killer. Whatever. He'll do anything to get rid of Miranda.
Mm-hmm. And Samantha wants all the power. She's power hungry.
She loves power and she's got, but it's that Trump world of like she's just gotten so brainwashed that like if they're like well, but I said this guy is green, so this guy is green. This mm-hmm. like this is just the way it is, and so she can't see past that.
Yeah.
And so I think so Carrie is like, I want to get my friends back together.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to like, if there's so much craziness in the world right now and so much chaos, that at the very least I can reunite my only two living best friends, because we assume Charlotte's dead.
Yeah.
Just in time for Christmas. Because mm-hmm. I really think Christmas is important.
Christmas is super important.
Because like,
to this movie and to Carrie.
To Carrie. And like, first of all, they never did a Christmas episode.
No.
And I want to see that.
Yeah.
I love New York at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's see, what is New York like at Christmas with like a really catastrophic bird flu? I think still charming.
I'm in.
I think it's still cozy.
So Samantha decides, she's like, let's get Carrie on the show.
Yeah.
And like, so then I think a little bit of time has passed.
Yeah.
yep. maybe like a few days, yep. and it's the first snow.
Yes, yes,
of
beautiful
the Christmas season.
And it's, we got. I want like that Bing Crosby kind of Christmas movie soundtrack.
Yeah,
you know,
we now have like some storefronts are putting up what directions they have. And
people
it's
have,
like, okay.
people are making an effort. Like Christmas is still. I mean, nothing stops for Christmas.
And Samantha's big message is it's nothing stops Christmas.
Nothing can stop Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes. That is
and
great.
She's like, we all need Christmas now more than ever.
More than ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's, but she's using Christmas as like a metaphor and a commercial for this sort of like new way of thinking.
And I think that the like sting operation to get Miranda is mm-hmm. also called Operation Christmas.
Yep, it is for sure.
Yeah,
it's definitely
so
called
it has like a double meaning.
I mean, it also maybe this is Sex and the City 3 Operation Christmas.
This is absolutely what this is. Thank you.
And that's the name of the movie. And
so Samantha sends like a police like escort vehicle like, service to pick up Carrie.
I think like Carrie like wakes up one day. Because, like, Carrie, I feel like she might, does she, once she realizes she's immune, does she go out into the world and, like, see everything for herself and is like, holy shit, and comes back home to her apartment, or does she stay in her apartment?
I think she could, I can't decide, like, my gut is telling me that, like, Carrie is very, like, living a very simplistic.
Yeah, I don't think she goes out. Yet.
I don't think she really understands, like, she has
like,
good intentions.
I'm immune. But I'm not going to risk it again.
Yeah.
But then she's at home on her own and beating on the door like a full SWAT team and like police officers all in hazmat suits.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they essentially just take her.
They
right?
take her. Yeah.
They take her to D.C.
And she's like, where are we going?
But it's not D.C. They're like Trump Tower.
Yeah.
It's obviously
that's
Trump
where
Tower.
The whole new.
That's where
like,
everything.
Is,
so. Yeah.
New York has been totally kind of like redone in the past year. And
yeah.
Trump Tower is the new Times Square.
Yes.
And that's
yes,
where
yes.
like the president like.
That's where the news network
is.
Yeah, D.C.
Yeah.
Well, everybody in D.C. died.
Yeah.
Like, the bird flu was really bad in D.C. Mm-hmm. And, like, the White House, more like the bird house.
Yeah,
you know?
Covered in shit.
Literally covered in bird shit. And so, yeah, they take her to Trump Tower. She goes up.
They get her set up in like a room.
They give her own
like residence.
Yeah. And then she's like, just tell me what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, they lock her in and she's terrified.
Yeah.
And then
she has her laptop though.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like updating.
Cause they want her to keep writing.
Yeah.
Cause it's giving people hope
mm-hmm.
and it's making people think maybe there's a rumor they've started to say like, oh, she was vaccinated. So see, she's fine. But she hasn't been. They're like using that as like a way to get people vaccinated.
Yeah, she is like being used as just a political pawn.
Yeah,
and so they're like, the sooner we can get her on camera saying she's immune
because of the vaccine,
just like creative editing, and then they also have that like face replacement technology. So they're like, we just need her body.
Yes,
and like let's get her to a good place.
Let's get her to a good place.
So now we get like the real excitement of a makeover.
Yes. But does Samantha, has Samantha come into the picture or do they make her over first?
When you're like, when Carrie's like, just tell me what it is we're doing. Then the door opens.
The door to the closet in the room they've locked her into opens.
And Samantha's
in there with like a whole rack of clothes mm-hmm. and stuff. And she goes, hey, lady. Or no, something better than that. Hey, lady. Who is that? Like, well, I never thought I'd see the day. Carrie Bradshaw in flats, you know? And then...
She's like, honey, your hair.
Honey, your hair. God, we need to call some gay men.
Yeah, she's like, I don't mean to be a bitch, but you smell.
Yeah. And then... makeover.
Yeah.
Before she
really
even explains anything.
See each other.
They're so excited to
and
see each other.
It's just like she views the world with like a childlike wonder now.
Yeah, totally. Because she's been cooped up for so long.
Yeah.
And I think that I do think that like they have a makeover and it's like Carrie gets to live like her life with Samantha from 15 years ago all over again, you
mm-hmm.
know, like this is like in this, like she's like, everything in this place is safe. We can have cosmos. We can have whatever, you know, we can do anything.
Yeah.
And like, they can have like a good old fashioned Sex and the City, Carrie and Samantha night.
Yes. And like, this is all part of the strategy to get Carrie on board is be like, everything you want is here. Just join us.
Yes. In this like utopia, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie's like, okay.
She's into
she's
it.
She's completely swayed.
Yeah. Little does she know.
Little does she know.
But it's nice to see them again, like gabbing.
Yes.
And then like Samantha is like dishing about, like, we get caught up on everything that she's been up to over the past
year. Yeah, but she's sort of spinning it in a way that we don't, like, I mean, I think everything she's saying, Carrie isn't completely registering that it's scary.
No,
evil.
Yeah. Carrie's just like excited.
Yeah.
So she's like, how are you a judge? And then Samantha's like, I just asked.
Yeah.
Like,
Carrie, that childlike wonder is like, she's just thrilled, enthralled by all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all decorated for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's got, I cannot stress the Christmas, the importance of the Christmas component
tree in Carrie's room.
I want
as well.
In Trump, in the, when we're in that utopia, I want Christmas trees in every fucking shot.
Done. Yeah. Perfect.
I don't want to see a single shot without some sort of form of Christmas.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Christmassy. Mm-hmm. So Christmassy.
Maybe the show, like Samantha's like, once you're all cleaned up, like, I would love it if you would come on my show.
Yes.
She's like, we're doing a Christmas special.
Yes. And Carrie's like, yes, I love Christmas. She's like, we can reunite as old pals.
Yeah.
You know?
And Carrie, I think at one point Carrie needs to be like, share her dream with Samantha. Like, they have to have like a real moment. And she's like,
a Christmas all over again.
Yeah.
Christmas with my girls.
Christmas with my girls.
Yeah.
And then Samantha's like, because I guess Carrie doesn't even know if Miranda is still alive or.
Well, I think that, I mean, if their last encounter was Miranda at the door being like, you know,
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. I can't believe you're not going to fight with me. Maybe Samantha obviously knows where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Samantha's like, we'll never believe what happened to Miranda. And mm-hmm. like shows her, and like, it's like a file of information about Miranda that's like a lot of hashtag fake news.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, they see a picture of her as this like rebel with the shaved head and like the gun and everything. And you see her like shooting, like pictures of her shooting people in the street and stuff. And they're like, the way they're spinning it to Carrie is like, she's a bad,
bad she's a terrorist.
Guy. She's a terrorist.
Yeah.
She's a domestic terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we have to catch her.
Yeah.
And I know, I get that you want to have a Christmas with your girls, and that's such a sweet story, but honey, this is a new world.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't doing sweet stories anymore.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, oh fuck.
And
right?
She's like, maybe if you go on TV and share your story,
yes,
we can get Miranda,
yes,
to like, come and join us.
Yes.
And then we'll
and we
like
can save
fix.
Her.
We'll
and we
save
can,
her.
And we can save Miranda.
Yeah.
Because everybody can be saved.
I think that also, like, maybe they're saying Miranda is just like an ISIS member.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're a bit.
They're
like,
saying, like, it's ISIS is doing this bird flu. Like, it was. They're saying, like, they created it, which is not true.
No, not true at
and
all.
And they're saying that Miranda is very involved with them and, like, basically spreading it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, killing people who are trying to, like, say, like, fight and save each other.
Yeah.
But the complete opposite is true.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Charlotte, they made it to Richard Branson's island.
Okay.
They're there. And I think something else happens on the island that tells us, you know, this is, stakes are getting higher.
Yeah.
Like, whether.
Maybe everyone's dead on the island.
Everybody on the island's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe, okay, on the meat list, instead of them being the number one,
mm-hmm.
maybe someone else on the boat is number one and they're number two. And they get to the island. And by the time they get to the island, number one is dead.
Yeah.
And they're on the island like, fuck, we're next on the meat list.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do something.
I love that.
I think Charlotte gets the... Charlotte, they like go into a cave or something while they're exploring the island. And Charlotte gets the iPad to work. Or she mm-hmm. goes into like... it's Richard Branson's house. So there's like a tech cave or something.
Yeah.
You know?
And she has her kids with her.
Yeah.
And Harry. It's very like Bird Box.
Yes.
But
it's
like,
very Bird Box. But
if you were a billionaire.
Yes. Billionaire Bird Box.
Yeah. Billionaire Bird Box.
And she gets the iPad working. And there's only like one news network now
mm-hmm.
That you can access. And she accesses the news network to see what's going on. First thing she sees, live stream of Judge Samantha with her special guest, Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie Bradshaw.
And they are making like, they're explaining that she's immune mm-hmm. and that she's like somehow saved. And it's like almost like a, like an oracle, you know what I mean? Like they're making Carrie into this like sort of idol.
Yeah.
And they are talking about capturing Miranda.
Yeah.
Right? They're like.
Or they're like. Do they talk about it outright or do they do something to try and
I think
like,
you're right.
Lure
they
her.
Talk about it outright. They're talking about. how great their lives are mm-hmm. in this place. And like Carrie is saying something like, you know, in here, life is beautiful and the whole world could be like this if you would just let us do what we're asking to do.
Yeah.
And make everybody vaccinated. And, you know, we could clear this all up. Like mm-hmm. Judge Samantha's right. The president's right. Like, let's just, we could fix this if you guys would just listen to these people. I didn't believe it. I was a doubter before, but now.
But it is possible.
Now I believe
immunity
it.
Immunity is possible.
And I wish now that I know this, that if I could, in this gorgeous place, have one great traditional Christmas mm-hmm. with my girls. We lost our friend Charlotte to the disease a few years ago. It goes into like a beautiful thing about that.
And you see a beautiful picture of Charlotte and yeah. Harry and the two girls.
Yeah. And then...
And Samantha kind of like wipes a tear away.
Yep. And they're like, but, you know, we lost her. But if I could get one person, if I could just see one person again and, you know, help them, it would be my friend Miranda. And we've got to do whatever it takes to get her here.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte's like, holy shit. We got to get to Carrie and Samantha.
Yeah. And maybe also this like Christmas special yeah. is a way to get people. It's like a nice way to get people on board with helping. Cause like the yes. whole thing is leading up to on Christmas Eve, we're going to live stream a Christmas special of all yes. your favorite four girls together.
Yes.
Cause it's like now really leaning into like everyone, every writer died, but yeah. Carrie Bradshaw lived and is immune.
Yes. Carrie Bradshaw is now the most famous person in the world.
Yeah. She's the best writer. She's like the only writer.
She's the only like New York celebrity that's yeah. still around, but now she's somehow immune to this thing, so people are seeing her as this like
she's a goddess yeah. And they're like, the people that are left in the United States of America yeah. will do whatever it takes to make sure
Miranda to her wish, to fulfill Carrie's Christmas wish.
Yeah. So they're like please make Carrie's Christmas wish yes. come true, because I think all like, of America can also see that Carrie's a little bit touched by everything that happened.
Yeah. Well, they're like, look, think about everything you've been through and everybody and everything, you know, we've all been through so much, but think about what she's been through.
Yeah.
And that she's survived.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your lives. You're all living in chaos, but look how great she's doing.
Yeah.
So, and she's immune and she's been bitten. So clearly she's got some kind of,
it's a rags supernatural, to like riches yeah. story with Carrie.
And everybody thinks, holy shit, she's like a goddess. We do have to fulfill anything she wants. And they're like, in 2 days from now on Christmas Eve, we'll be live streaming a Christmas special on this network to reunite
Carrie and her three best friends yeah. from the classic column Sex and the City yes. from the New York Star.
Yes. Which at this point, everybody remembers.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Everybody yeah. loves. And so.
And they're like, we'll be on our website running the only place, like the only, there's one website.
And do they release a picture of Miranda and request that, like, if you see this woman, capture her and bring her here?
I think they're just like, if you know where Miranda is, like, please
give
tell
us information.
Her. Yeah. Like, let us tweet know, because we would love to get her back. Like,
yeah.
Is she alive? We don't know her
we
status.
Don't know.
Carrie's like, I can only pray that she's still alive.
Yeah.
So it's maybe, like, just people on the lookout now. And they yes. show a picture of Miranda with like the shaved head and yes. the G.I. Jane.
And now people are very, very much on the lookout. And Miranda's having a hard, we cut to Miranda and she, like, maybe a day or two later, and she's having a hard time getting a fucking round to do her thing.
Yeah. And I think Miranda sees this, like Charlotte sees it and is like heartwarmed,
yes.
but also she's like, thank fucking God, because now she's off the meat list.
Yeah.
No one can, they yeah. can't kill her.
Yeah.
Because there's rewards associated with anyone that can bring
financial rewards, there's
financial
bounty
reward,
on
bounty,
bringing these people
yeah,
to
on getting Charlotte and Miranda to Times so, Square,
yeah.
the Trump Tower, and Christmas,
yeah, on Christmas Eve, and so Charlotte's like, has to convince the boat, right?
Oh yeah,
she shows.
I think someone maybe like followed her into the Branson's house,
yeah, and they see
and
this,
see, and they're like,
because they show
the
her
fuck?
Picture on TV as well,
yeah,
and like, what the fuck,
and they're like, oh my God, like you're. and like, we have to get you.
Yeah. And Charlotte's like, if you save me, I'll make sure everyone here is saved.
Yeah.
And so then
that, she's like, don't you know who Samantha is? She's the most powerful
woman. She's Judge
woman.
Samantha.
Judge Samantha.
Yeah.
And they're like, she's not even a fucking judge. Does it matter?
Yeah. Carrie Bradshaw's the last living writer.
Yeah. The only writer that survived.
And so the boat is like, we're getting to fucking New York.
Yeah.
Everyone get in.
To New York.
We're getting to New York as fast as possible by Christmas Eve.
Full steam ahead.
Yeah.
We have two days. We're in the Bahamas or like near Australia or something.
Near Australia.
We really gotta go.
But they have to get there somehow. And
it's like a power boat, so it can go really fast.
It's a power boat. I mean, look, it's Barry Diller's boat. It goes fast.
He gets where he wants to go.
Barry Diller does not have a problem getting around.
And Miranda now is realizing, I mean, I think like she's meets with like a bunch of people like with underground.
With the rebellion, like the heads of the rebellion.
There's a head of the rebellion.
Don't fall for this. These people are fucking disgusting. Like, they're going to try to kill you, you know?
Yeah. And she's like, I know there's a bounty on my head, but like that won't stop me for fighting for like what's right.
Correct.
Like, you have my word. Let's all agree to trust each other.
Yeah.
And then
she goes back to like one of her homes, and like we have like a moment where she's like, she's pledged her like allegiance to the rebellion and like saying like, I'm going to keep fighting no matter what. And then she goes home and we see her have this moment with like an old picture or something. And we see how much she misses Carrie and misses the girls. And like for a brief moment, like is back there and then like shuts it out. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, absolutely not. I got to fight. And then like opens up her front door and sees a bird person, shoots him.
Maybe Miranda has like, maybe the vaccine really does brainwash you, but no one really knows that except for like Miranda and whatever surviving members.
I don't think Samantha got the vaccine and got brainwashed. I don't think she knows.
She doesn't know. She just feels like she made this choice.
Right.
Carrie's immune, so she's like fine.
Carrie's fine.
And I think Miranda got sent the vaccine like in a chic package.
Yeah.
And she knows that she's probably going to end up at this place or. She, for whatever reason, she goes back to her apartment to get this little vaccine case.
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
I get it.
It'll come into
it's
play
packaging.
Later.
Yeah.
And because she needs to tell everyone the truth, which is the vaccine is actually like a brainwashing for the government.
So she wants to get on. She's going to go do the show.
Yeah.
So that she can hijack the show in the middle of it and explain that it's.
And
that it brainwashes you, and she's going to give it to herself on camera to save the world.
And I think that she has worked with the rebellion to develop an anti-vaccine.
Yes.
To the vaccine.
Yes.
So that you can like.
But no one's tried it yet.
Yeah.
But she's going to try it live stream on Christmas Eve in Times Square.
Oh my God. Yes.
And so, okay. So she is like, I'm going to, and she has to like prepare herself for it. Mm-hmm. And then there's like one of those like good like montages of like a getting yourself in shape kind of montage, you know what I mean, like getting herself prepared for this thing. I think she puts on like armor, you know, like in case a bird tries to attack
her. She does body armor.
She's
gonna hike to the Trump Tower
from deep Brooklyn to Trump Tower.
It'll take her 2 days.
100%. All bridges are gone, by the way. She has to go through the subway tunnels.
Okay, yeah. Under she has the to river. Mole it
yeah.
all the way.
Yeah,
to...
yeah, yeah, yeah. Which she prefers at this point,
she
anyway.
Likes it.
She's
she
actually
likes
like
army she, crawl.
100%. Yeah, she's got to crawl.
Yeah. So she packs up her backpack.
Yeah. And so, I mean, at this point, we're seeing the like raising stakes of like, you know, we're seeing, okay, Miranda's like, has her plan. She's going to go. She's going to prove to the world that the vaccine is bad and causes you to be brainwashed, but they've created an anti-vaccine and they are ready to launch it and get it to the world. But you have to trust me. So she's on her way into New York. Charlotte on that boat with Diller and all those people on her way back to New York.
And they're kissing her ass.
Oh, they're kissing. Oh, they are treating her like a fucking Andy Cohen at a Real Housewives house.
Yeah. They're like, do you want truffles on your pasta?
100%. Yeah. Suddenly there's all kinds of food.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly
food,
like, no short supply on that.
Now the whole menu is accessible for her.
And it's a great menu.
And it's great. The kids can get waffles or chicken fingers.
Oh, whatever
they
want. Yeah. It's great. It's like just a great, great restaurant. And now Carrie, I think Carrie goes to meet with like all the people in charge with Samantha. Samantha like brings her to meet everybody. Mm-hmm. And like she meets Trump. She meets like
Donald Trump is in this movie.
Yeah, Donald Trump like acts in the movie.
He acts as himself.
100%
In the Sex and the City 3 movie.
Yeah. As president.
As president.
Even if
Trump.
He's no longer president when this movie comes out.
He loves it.
He just loves it.
He's tickled by this premise.
He thinks it's hilarious.
He thinks it's great. He was a huge fan of the whole franchise.
The series. Yeah.
It's classic New York.
Classic New York.
Yeah.
So she's brought in to meet him and like all of his like team of weirdos, and they're blowing so much smoke up Carrie's ass, and something happens in that scene. Something just doesn't quite sit right with Carrie.
Yeah.
It's our first glimpse that Carrie's like, wait, is this for real? Like, are they trying to fuck with me? Like, is this actually true? Like, am I somehow immune and like a god or something? But these vaccines actually work. Like, something's weird with Samantha. She seems really zoned out.
Yeah.
All these people who are working for Trump seem really zoned out. Even Trump seems really zoned out. Like, everybody seems really off.
They're dress rehearsing for, like, the Christmas, big Christmas special.
Yeah. And something's weird about it. And that night when Carrie goes to bed, she's like, we can see that she is not, she writes about it. Mm-hmm. She's not sure.
Yeah.
She's like, what am I getting myself into? Is this actually going, am I actually going to save my friend, or am I going to destroy a friend?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the third act of the movie is the special.
The special.
I mean, the special, and it's a big thing. We see, you know,
people have gathered all around. Oh,
it's
around. Complete.
Like New York,
it's like full hazmat
Times Square,
suits.
New York Eve, like times 3 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. All hazmat suits.
This is the most hopeful moment.
Pure hope.
Since the horrible bird flu descended upon the nation and world.
Yes. Susan Boyle is still alive, mm-hmm. but a bird.
Yeah.
But she still has this gorgeous voice.
Okay.
And she sings Ave Maria.
So they're like, Susan Boyle was slated to perform, but she unfortunately got pecked by a bird,
but
like
they have her in like shackles
hours before,
and she's squawking but like can still sing, still has that voice,
mm-hmm.
and does like a beautiful Ave Maria. I think the movie literally stops for an entire song performance.
Totally.
You know, kind of how like Liza all of a sudden randomly does Put a Ring on It or whatever.
Yeah,
like I think like this is that kind of moment, but it's like really beautiful and solemn, and for a moment we're like, wait, there is hope. Like we the audience are like,
all
wait,
is
this
not
is
lost.
The world. This is how the world is going to survive.
Yeah. And then, I think they're using it also as a way to raise money for like more vaccination research or whatever. So
it's like a
telethon or like an internet thon where people are pledging.
People are pledging.
And they're just trying to raise money, but it's all just money that's going to go back into like corrupt vaccinations.
Absolutely. I think Samantha gives like a big, almost like a declaration, a sermon almost, about the future, about, you know, entering into a new year.
It's very filled with like religious.
It's very religious.
Rhetoric and
just following the, you know, big brother kind of, you know, following the man.
And the
you
importance
know.
Of Christmas and keeping Christ in Christmas and tradition.
Tradition.
And
like we've lost
values.
So much in the world. Like what we have left, we have to protect, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. And that's why we want to reunite these three. That's why we want to reunite these friends again on, you know, to commemorate Christmas, the stroke of midnight when it turns from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day. You know, they're really, really building it up. Trump does a speech. You know, a famous athlete does a cameo. And then, you know, the boat's getting closer to New York. Miranda's getting closer.
And there's
the
like
thing.
A whole, like, I think the boat has now communicated, like, on
people
screen.
Are aware they're coming.
Yeah. Like,
the cameras are waiting at the dock.
The cameras are waiting at the dock and a whole police escort.
100%.
And Charlotte, I think, FaceTimes in from the boat.
Yes. And everybody's like, woo!
Yeah.
I think the world is like a giant screen of her
and
face.
And Carrie sees her for the first time.
Weep. So does Samantha.
Yeah.
They both weep.
Samantha actually, I think, is totally stone faced. And that's when Carrie finally puts it together.
That's when Carrie realizes like this vaccine kills all emotion. Oh, yeah. Also, because Samantha has no sex drive.
No sex drive.
That's what she realizes earlier when. in that scene.
Who have you, like, tell me
everything.
She's like,
so, of all these, they meet all these men, and she's, yeah, and Samantha has no sex drive, and she realizes, that's when she's like, something's off about you.
Yeah. And she, and it's like, they can make a lot of, like, menopause jokes.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, was it the change, or, and she's like, the change.
And Samantha's like, having multiple sexual partners is wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
she's like, I was living a sinful lifestyle. Yeah.
I found morality.
I found morality, and I'm vaccinated, and I'm pure.
Carrie, like, you know, listen to me. Like, that's the only way we're going to survive all this. Mm-hmm. I mean, and yeah, okay. And so then when she absolutely doesn't react to Charlotte, she's like, wait, something's really off.
Yeah.
And I think Miranda is about to change her mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think Miranda maybe is like, what the fuck? I'm just going to get there. Something happens and Miranda's like, I'm just going to get there and they're going to destroy me. Like, there's no hope.
I think, like, we get Miranda, like, she's kind of finally revisiting her final days with her own family.
Yeah.
And this is when you really get, like, the gnarly fucking
the
details
really
of what
dark
really
details.
Went down.
And she's, like, about to give up hope. And then she's, like, because they're projecting this FaceTime with Charlotte all over New York City. Mm-hmm. And she sees it. And she realizes Charlotte somehow has lived for the past year on this boat.
And
holy
her
shit,
kids are
her
alive.
Kids are alive.
And her husband is alive.
There is hope. But the minute she gets to that fucking Christmas special,
they're going to vaccinate
her and brainwash all of them. And Miranda's like, I got to go save. Got to go save them.
Yeah.
And she gets...
So she just starts
she
to run.
She starts just run. It's a running sequence.
Yeah.
You know.
She gets out. She like emerges from the
tunnel, subway
tunnel to see Charlotte's face being like, I love you guys. Like, I'll be there soon.
Yes.
And then Miranda just breaks into a run.
Really, 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 really fast.
Yeah.
And I think that they get there. They reunite Charlotte and everybody, the family. And they're about to vaccinate Charlotte and her kids and Harry. And that's when Miranda gets there.
She runs through Times Square and people are partying and they're like,
that's her. That's her.
That's her. It's Miranda. Yeah,
that's Miranda.
And then everyone's like cheering.
Miranda.
Yeah.
Miranda. Yeah. Because they're excited. Miranda's going to reunite with them.
And it's snowing and it's like, and then it gets really like slow.
Yeah.
And like,
it's still Christmassy.
Still Christmas. Totally Christmassy. But like also ominous.
Yeah.
I think
it's
we
ominous
take
Christmas.
Like a... We have like an evil Jingle Bells
kind of
song
sort of,
or
yeah, like a disjointed,
eerie, dystopian Christmas music.
Yeah.
And like,
it's slow motion for sure.
Total slow motion. I have chills.
And they are, as Miranda's getting closer, they are preparing, like they have the needle up to Charlotte and the kids. And I think Miranda like breaks through the crowd and they see her and Carrie's like, Miranda, oh my God. And Miranda like grabs the microphone out of Samantha's hand. It's kind of like that scene in Hocus Pocus when they like run into the gym at the dance and trying to tell everybody. And she's like, listen to me. She's like, this vaccine brainwashes you and makes you, you know, a pawn in the government. But we can stop this. We can save this. And Miranda, you know, Samantha's like taking the mic and like, oh, darling, you know.
She's like, honey, she's been living underground.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. If you could smell her, you wouldn't really trust her kind of thing. Just really, just cruel. And but then Miranda's like,
this movie is really offensive to like the 99%.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, it's a really one percenter kind
of
movie.
Oh, very much. Yeah. And Miranda gives herself a shot, like gives herself the vaccine. And everybody's like, oh, and then like you see her like,
she kind of
do the thing. And then she's like, Carrie, hand me the other needle. And Carrie's like, what are you doing? She's like, this will save us all. And then she like shoves the other needle into herself, the anti-vaccine. And then she's like, and like you see her just kind of like come back to life basically. Yeah. And she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bird swoops down, bites her in front of everybody, and everybody's like, ah, and she just stands there stoically and is fine. Miranda,
whoa.
And everybody is like, what? And then everybody like pandemonium. True pandemonium.
Charlotte and Harry and the kids like dive for cover.
Yeah. Carrie's like, what have you done? I've discovered an antidote. Just follow me. they all run for the subway, mm-hmm. right? And Samantha's like, wait, wait. I think it, somehow Samantha has to die.
Okay.
You know, I think because she's kind of created herself as the villain.
Yeah. So she has the vaccine.
She has the vaccine.
That can't stop her from getting eaten to death by birds.
No.
Ripped apart limb from limb.
100%. Like, she wouldn't turn into a bird person, but yeah, the birds could attack her.
Yeah, I think, like, as Miranda is doing that, Samantha's, like, tries to, like, place them all under arrest, or, like,
yeah.
there's cops that come in to hold them.
Yes.
And Samantha's like, don't listen to this propagandist.
Yes.
Like, she's just spilling, like,
she's a terrorist. She's a terrorist.
Terrorist.
Yeah.
Like, and she, I think, is ready. I think we see her about to, like, kill Miranda.
Yeah.
They're just going to do, like, a live execution
yeah,
on TV.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And maybe, does Samantha die, or in the moment that Samantha's about to kill Miranda, Miranda gives her the antidote, shoves the antidote into her, and Samantha, like, it affects Samantha, and all of a sudden she's, like, out of this brainwash. And
yeah.
And she's like, what am I doing?
I mean, I think we could go any which way with
yeah,
it.
I think
like
that's
all
what it is.
These options.
Then all four of them are still alive.
Yeah. So
and
I
then,
think we have Samantha. It's kind of like Indiana Jones in the
yeah.
Temple of Doom. So we have Samantha, like, she's like, grab her to
yeah.
like the cops, and they're holding her, and mm-hmm, she's like, mm-hmm. You think this is all about Christmas?
Yeah.
This is about ISIS.
Yeah.
And she's like,
yeah.
This is about ending terrorism,
yes.
starting with you.
You.
And she, like, raises her hand with, like, a machete,
it's a machete
or just something
yeah.
to, like, chop Miranda's head off, which
yeah.
is really ironic, like, how yeah, you would deal with, like, ISIS. But, like,
yeah.
you know,
hey, let's not get too
I love
deep
it,
into
cinematic.
It. Yeah.
And just when she's about to do that, Miranda dips into, like, one of her cargo pants
yep.
pockets and goes
into Samantha.
Yeah.
And Samantha, like, immediately, like,
drops the machete,
falls back and wakes up and is like, where am I? And
she's like, why am I wearing
this conservative
suit?
Yeah. Yeah. Rips it off.
And there's just a bra underneath.
Just, yeah. She's in a fabulous bra and panty. And then she, like, looks at all the men around her and she's like, who wants to fuck?
She's like, I'm glad all of you survived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think,
and Miranda kind of smiles.
Miranda kind of smiles. And then I think Miranda's like, troops! And then from all the buildings, the rebels run out with the antidote and start giving it to everybody.
Yeah.
And
totally.
And like, it's this moment of, like, everybody's going to be okay.
You see everyone, like, wait, okay, so wait, let's back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I want this to really be, like, a powerful moment.
Sure.
So Samantha's, like, back,
yeah.
being her, like, Samantha self.
Samantha's in a bra and panty.
In a bra and panty, just, like, horned up, trying to fuck.
Hasn't fucked in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm about to explode.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
She goes,
yeah.
come here, grab someone, and just, like, takes
yeah,
him
yeah,
off
yeah,
screen
yeah.
to, like, blow him.
Yeah, yeah.
And
she literally says, give me all the cum.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm cum hungry slut. Like,
yeah. She's just saying, like, really shocking stuff.
Charlotte, like, covers her kids.
Yeah, and kind of giggles.
And kind of giggles.
And Carrie's, like, shaking her head, like, oh, good old Samantha.
Yeah, and then I think that's when, like, a bird person swoops down and, like, bites Miranda.
Yes.
But Miranda, and everyone screams, but
yes.
Miranda shoots the bird person dead.
Yeah.
And just stands there.
That's when everybody realizes.
And that's when everyone realizes, yeah, she's, like, immune
yes.
and telling the truth.
Yes.
And she then has, like, the floor open.
Yeah. And I think she gives them, like, an impassioned speech.
Yeah.
That's still pro-Christmas.
It's very pro-Christmas. She's, like, on this holiday, which
that
is the most special holiday.
Regardless of your political or religious beliefs.
Yeah. Like, this is a day where we come together.
Yeah.
Always.
As a community.
As a world.
As a world. And, you know, appreciate what we have and wish for world peace.
And, like, I lost everything.
Yeah.
And I had to rebuild and
yeah.
figure out what my truth was.
Yeah.
And create a truth that you guys could all acknowledge as
yeah.
well. And she's like, and that's why I created the antidote. And then she says, troops.
Yes.
And then you see on every rooftop, it's uh-huh. like all
rebels.
Mirandas
yes.
that are just like
yeah.
shaved head.
Everybody's shaved head.
Yeah.
Men, women, children.
Yeah.
All ages.
With in the wife beater,
uh-huh.
cargo pants,
yeah.
boots with like guns and knives like
yes.
strapped to them.
100%. And basically in that scene we see they all come in and like everybody is basically lining up and getting the immunity.
Yeah. The
and
troops like they rappel down from
yeah.
the buildings
yep.
and
yep.
just
yep.
start
yep.
being like,
yeah.
to everyone.
And I think in the middle of all of this, Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte all kind of like come together and look at each other
mm-hmm.
and are like just, you know, overwhelmed by all of this.
Yeah.
And
I think also before any government officials can like stop them and shut all down the live stream and the telethon, Miranda's just like, she does like a really cool move where she's just like, and like throws out antidotes that just like stick in the necks of every government official 100%. On the stage, including Trump. And then he becomes...
The movie redeems Trump.
The movie does, because then he like snaps out of it.
Yeah. And it's like, and everything like I've cool ever done dude. Is crazy. Yeah, and he's like, oh my God, I've been... Because he... And then we realize he's been on the vaccine like since way before all this. Like, he was on the vaccine and like when he was grabbing him by the pussy.
Yeah. You know, like
he is a bad guy.
Like, but all the men kind of shake and they come out of it. And then when people see that they're changing, like Trump takes the stage and he's like, look, I've been like such a bad guy. Yeah. I'm so fucking sorry for everything I've ever done.
100%.
Like, I'm going to give all my wealth to like the people.
Yeah.
And like, I want us all to live together in peace.
100%.
Like, abolish capitalism.
And I think he then in that moment is like, and I think there's only one person to lead this world to a better future. And it's you, Miranda. Mm-hmm. And I think he hands the mic to Miranda and Miranda becomes the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
And I think, and like Miranda's like overwhelmed, but like takes responsibility and like,
she like can't believe it.
Yeah. And,
she's lost so much, but it's also gained so much. It's really complicated mixture of emotions for her.
Like, how do you feel right now? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I think we have a lot of work to do. And Carrie's like, I think so too. And Miranda, and then Samantha steps in between him and says, sure we do, but ladies, before we do, who wants a cocktail? And then the last shot of the movie is them like walking through the group, like just the thousands and thousands of people getting the vaccination and walking directly into a cocktail bar with the Sex and the City music starting again.
Yeah.
And then it's the end and it's Christmas.
That's beautiful.
I think it's such a good movie.
I think it's really good.
It's tonally darker than the original.
It's also like there's an action quality to it that I like.
I've always thought would be nice with those gals. And
there's a thriller element. It's kind of like Bird Box.
It's Bird Box. It's that Children of Men.
Silent movie. Yes. With whatever his face.
It's Quiet Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all that. But more than anything,
It's grit a Christmas and glamour, movie. But the most important element is Christmas.
It's Christmas.
And like, I love that everyone is cool at the end.
I love that the movie gives Trump an opportunity to come clean and be like, I've been brainwashed. Himself.
Yeah.
I think that I want to see that.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like this Christmas becomes, it's like a new world.
It's a new
history
era. Yeah.
And a new
it
world
all,
era.
The world begins again.
Yeah.
On this Christmas day.
Thanks to Miranda and her crew of rebels.
And her tenacity to stay going.
Unfortunately, Susan Boyle didn't make it in time.
Susan Boyle passes away.
Yeah, she dies.
She does not get a vaccine.
Everyone that, like, there's no saving a bird person. Like, once you're
a bird, you kind of have to be killed.
Yeah, like life just happens to you.
Unfortunately,
But the good news is that for, like, the other 3 billion people of the world, like, they were able to get the antidote.
Yeah. And I think people learn to live in heart, like, we don't get rid of the whole bird people species. Like, the bird people do continue to live in this future world.
I think people build a birdhouse. Like, Miranda builds the Birdhouse Foundation.
Maybe that's the tag, is like, you see like a year later and the world is like back in order and it's Miranda building a giant birdhouse in her yard and inviting a bird person to come live in it.
Yeah.
And it's like really sweet. And you're like, oh, the people have, instead of trying to fight this and letting it be violent, they just, we're accepting them.
And guess what? Their lifespan is not long after they turn bird. So give them a beautiful place to die.
100%.
Yeah. And like, you may have to lock them in there.
Oh, you definitely. Yeah. She locks up. There's a deadlock for sure.
But like, it's nicer than them just running around.
Just like running rampant in New York City.
Yeah. And she puts her gun down, I think, in a really symbolic gesture.
Very much.
Miranda has a moment where she's like, I won't be needing this anymore.
Yeah. 100%.
And like puts the gun down.
I think all the rebels do.
Yeah. They burn. There's then like a gun burning.
They burn all the guns.
Yeah.
And they burn Trump Tower as well. They do. He burns it.
Yeah.
Trump sets it on fire himself. He's like,
I'm always
sorry,
hated this place.
This stands for so much horribleness. Like, I'm so sorry.
Let's knock it down.
Let's knock the fucking down.
Or he turns it into the
bird box.
Yeah.
It turns into a bird box.
And that's like, if you can build your own bird box, but you can also, if you're a bird person, flock to the Trump Tower.
I love it.
And like die in there.
And then like, yeah, a year from now, it's like just covered in bird shit. And mm-hmm. like, but it's like sweet. It's
yeah.
It's kind of like really sweet.
It's symbolic.
Yeah.
And then eventually, like once all the bird species has died out,
yeah.
then eventually like it'll get knocked to the ground.
Yeah.
And then
that's
rebuild.
Presumed.
Yeah.
Like it'll be too disgusting by that
it'll
point.
It'll be so disgusting. And then they build like a beautiful park where
it's
it was.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful park.
Just like nature. That's yeah. all about just like nature.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nature. It really comes back in this new era.
Nature, Christmas.
Christmas is huge.
Christmas
at this point.
Becomes it's like a worldwide holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's certainly not now. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people talk about Christmas.
Yeah. It's like only an American thing.
Yeah.
And maybe like other people. I don't know. But like.
I just really.
But Christmas just becomes like everyone cares about it. And it's no longer like Jesus related.
No. Miranda takes all of that out of
yeah.
it. Like Miranda truly takes the Christ out of Christmas and makes it just about love and freedom and being able to go outside not in a hazmat suit.
And just like being with your girls.
Being with your girls, having a cocktail or two, mm-hmm. you know, brushing off the problems of the world and just, you know, doing it.
I love it.
I do too. Thanks for letting me tell you that.
Thank you for making this incredible film.
I really like the film. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. I hope that Michael Patrick King is listening and like feels galvanized by this.
I bet he is. And I bet he will probably just produce it like in the next few months.
Yeah. It's a pretty big budget, but I feel like Sex and the City 2.
I don't think it'd be that
2,
hard to throw together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lots of CGI.
Lots of CGI.
Yeah.
I mean, lots. I mean, Kim Cattrall isn't even in it.
I want it to be like just all shot on a green screen.
That is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
And just like maybe not even creating the images, but just using apocalyptic movies mm-hmm. and just like putting them into those situations. But yeah, it's a very green screen heavy film.
I think also like that kind of G.I. Jane aesthetic will come back once the movie's out.
Correct. Everybody's going to be shaving their heads.
Shaving heads is the rebels. New wave of like yeah. hairstyles.
100%.
Like we've been through like the crazy colored hair 100%. Stuff and now it's just going to be like back to basics.
Back to just Mad Max, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we call this again? What was the name?
Operation Christmas? Sex and the City 3.
Sex and the City 3, Operation Christmas. How could I forget?
It's a great movie title. I'd watch it.
It's fantastic.
I'll watch it every year with my family and my girls.
Yeah. Get your loved ones together.
And watch Sex and the City 3, Operation Christmas. It is rated R.
Because it's hard R.
It's extremely violent.
Yeah.
It's really violent.
Maybe NC-17.
Honestly, maybe.
Yeah.
And
for some extensive like blood, gore
Lots
scenes.
Of blood and gore. And then that moment when Samantha gets her sex drive back, it gets really, really sexually graphic.
Yeah. I think we see a blowjob on screen like Brown Bunny style.
Yeah, I think you see someone come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's cheeky.
It's funny. It's cheeky.
I think it's a moment of levity for like a really intense situation.
It would be the kind of like cum shot you could watch with your kids and not feel uncomfortable.
And maybe Samantha has a moment where like the cum happens and she goes, I know that taste. And she looks up and it's the funky spunk guy.
Oh, fun. I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the more little Easter eggs, the better.
Yeah. There's lots of opportunity for like cameos
for where all those characters are.
Oh,
yeah.
We can get the guy that Carrie dated, the politician. He's part of Trump's
John Slattery.
Like,
John
Slattery. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
he's part of Trump's like regime.
100%. He's involved with that. Aiden's definitely dead.
Aiden's fully dead. He was like in ups like the Catskills when it happened,
he's
one of the first.
He
to
was
go.
One of like yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I think Berger's probably dead. I mean.
Carrie's the only writer.
it has to be. I think that most of the guys that Carrie dated have passed, but I think most men have passed.
Most men have passed, definitely.
And the ones that are remaining are like pretty pretty grotesque and are the problem.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, becomes sort of a message of the
movie. The old white men.
Yeah, the old regime. Yeah. The new regime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
God, I love it.
I love it too.
Tell everyone where they can find you if you want to be found.
On the bar stool at Vanderpump Rules. What? That's not a place.
At Vanderpump Rules.
Honey?
I love that.
That's where you can find me.
That's a real mystery.
I like it. It's a riddle. At Jeffrey Self, Jeffrey Self on all the things.
Yeah. And you can see Jeffrey on Search Party.
Search Party. Yes. I think that'll be back in the fall.
So
we just shot season 3.
Mark your calendars for that.
Something
to look forward to.
Put an X in November. thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I really enjoyed this.
Me too.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.